So it's always been an interesting question to ask yourself whether to buy property off plan or should you buy a property that is already standing, that is already sitting there? What are the benefits? Is it worth it? Is it something indeed that you should be partaking? Is it a lot more expensive or perhaps a little cheaper? Let's find out all of that in a little bit more detail. Wilhelm Jonker, who is the business developer at Paragon Lending Solutions. Is it just as easy as saying it's definitely a whole lot more worth it to buy off-plan property, Wilhelm?
Hello, Aradila. Thanks for having me on the show. It's not that simple. A lot of people think it is, and yes, sure, there are times when you can buy at a much cheaper price today and basically buying today's price but getting tomorrow's product. That's sort of how it's been sold. The issue comes in that the contract terms need to be very closely monitored by the buyer, because sometimes they can actually sign up for risks that they don't always realize at the time of the purchase. And one of the big risks that we've seen recently is when it comes to delays in the construction schedule, because then they're actually not sure when they are going to get that finished product that they're buying.
Sure. And I mean, taking care of issues like that then, at first glance, being aware of such, is there perhaps the sufficient amount of education regarding it so that consumers are aware of this immediately when they go into things like buying off plan?
Yes, you know, it's been said many times, and we always say it as well, it is very important to familiarize yourself with the contract and also to get professional advice if you're unsure of any of the terms. I mean, that stays absolutely true, and we still see many people not doing that and only finding out, you know, when things go wrong or when something unexpected happens, that the contract terms are not what they thought they were entering into. Yeah. And unfortunately, when it comes to that point, it is too late. So education is very important, and seeking professional advice equally important.
Some people would just say that, you know, it's the benefit of just having to perhaps have first glance at something, be able to change things a little bit here and then. As you said, the production delays and all of that, and the manufacturing delays or whatever the case might be, it then go onto you, and you perhaps sit with a frustrated sort of property segment. What is the best idea to go about this then? The best way to actually say to yourself, if you're going to do this, this is actually the sort of the step-by-step process that we should perhaps be following?
Sure. Well, it's a good question. And basically what it comes down to is you're going to look at the same critical factors that you would with any property transaction, you know, looking at the price, the location, demand, what the current market conditions are, you know, all of those usual things. And then the one big additional thing to consider when buying off-plan or a new development is the actual developer that you're dealing with. Because, and this is where people make the mistake, is, you know, they think they're buying a thing that is going to come out exactly like what it looks on the shiny brochure, and really you're relying on the reputation of that developer to deliver that quality product. So do your research about who the developers are, what other developments they've done, speak to the people in those, whether they're happy with the service delivery. Because basically that contract you're entering into is almost like a partnership agreement between you and the developer, where you agree to buy the unit once they've delivered it, and the two of you, link hands in a way, and you're only going to be able to let go once the development is finished.
And it's certainly going to be a long toil if you aren't especially part of that entire scenario. One would say as well that, we've discussed benefits, we've discussed how difficult it is. Are you seeing that this industry is perhaps, you know, or this part of property buying is perhaps falling by the wayside a little bit as people begin to grapple with this, fact that they might wait for quite some time? Or do you find that they're still going ahead with it because the lure and the sort of excitement of being able to buy something that, you know, perhaps somebody else won't necessarily have is still high on the agenda?
Look, the market is in a tough space. There's no denying that. I think it has slowed nationwide, not just with new developments, but with all sales. As for new developments as a sector of that, it is still going ahead. We, especially down here in Cape Town, you walk down the street in any direction and there's four or five new developments going up, and the pre-sales are still coming in. So people are still excited about the prospect of getting a brand new apartment, architecturally designed in a glitzy part of the city. It is a good product, make no mistake. But at the end of the day, the industry as a whole has slowed a little bit. So is it still a good option? Absolutely. Do you maybe need to do a little bit more homework than in the past? Absolutely.
Mm. All right. Well, Wilhelm, really appreciate your time. It's an interesting space to get into, and I think all property and home buyers need to, as you said, do their due diligence on this one. It's not going to be very easy to just get into it and just assume that the entire process is easy enough. Wilhelm Jonker is the business developer at Paragon Lending Solutions as we talk about buying off-plan property.